Hi everyone, welcome to the Happy Health Chat podcast. I'm Laura Agar-Wilson and I'm joined by the lovely Kezia Hall. We're both health coaches and today on the podcast we're going to be chatting about how to make changes sustainable over the long haul. But before we get into that, we'll have a bit of a, as usual, we'll have a bit of a catch up with yourselves and talk a bit about what's going on in the world of us and our lives and our things that we're eating and bad stuff, and I'm just saying that, but we're already having a bit of a giggly morning, so apologies if like things were a bit off track and a bit random. Kezia, what's been happening with you? What's been going on?
Well, it has been it's been probably about a month or so, I think, from our last podcast. So yeah, it's been good. I had a good weekend and I invented some, well, not invented, but I created some slightly healthier millionaire shortbread, so that made me happy.
Very nice.
It's kind of like a no-bake. I'm not sure if I could count it as raw because I had to melt like the coconut oil, and you know, I had to melt all that stuff down, but it wasn't baked. So that kind of made my weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then people were like, is this healthy millionaire shortbread? I was like, well, it's healthier. I'm not necessarily sure you could like, you know, eat it for breakfast. But I did that.
I had a raw millionaire shortbread recipe, and I used to eat that for breakfast. Yeah. I totally did, and it was fabulous.
Well, I know, it's like your post. Didn't you do that last week? Are you eating too much healthy food? It's totally
that was
spot
a
on.
Really popular post. I was really. To be honest, I kind of just random. I mean, someone had mentioned something on Facebook about that being a problem for them, and I was kind of thinking about what to blog about, and I did it, and I was really chuffed with it. The responses were quite amazing, so it's obviously an issue for a lot of people.
Yeah. No, it is, because I've spoken to a couple of clients and people, and I was thinking of a similar thing in my head of actually, it does, it kind of, I think, especially when you're a health blogger, you can just post loads of pictures of, like, cakes that you're making, and which is good, and I'm all about making alternatives for stuff, but equally, eating half a cake is still eating half a cake, no matter. Or half a tub of almond butter.
Mm-hmm.
still, you know, not still overeating, which is often the problem. And we can just translate that so often, can't we, to healthy food, this binge eating mentality.
Yeah.
Then. But anyway, that is, it's not quite on my update. But the shortbread for my mum, she enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. That's good. And then, so it's been good. I have been, I was just saying to Laura that I have now got access to a little office space if I want to use it. I'm with a whole bunch of other entrepreneurs and kind of, proper businesses, what I would call. And so that's been quite exciting. And I gave my ebook a facelift. So that was good because that has come from my Flourish e-course. And so I just called it the Flourish ebook, but I thought, I'd give it a bit of a facelift and give it more of a name about what it's actually about. And so that's called Fun for Life. And I kind of created, it's an ebook, but also this kind of virtual kind of coaching bundle. So you get 30 days of support and you kind of get access to a little bit of what's going on with the Flourish course. So that's quite exciting. So I've spent a lot of last week doing the cover, like redesigning that, proofreading it a lot. And it's funny, you know, I don't know if you ever like this when you create products, Laura, when you create it, you put it out there for people to buy, and then, you know, 6 months later or whatever, you go back and you actually read what it is you've created, and it always is slightly nervous of was like, did I like what I wrote? But it was really good to actually read it along. I was like, I like this ebook. Yes, this is why I created it. It's a lot of them. A lot of it's about discovering the sort of secrets to lasting weight loss, really. So I suppose some of it's a lot of what we're talking about today. And so I talk a lot about mindset, really. And I do talk a bit food and nutritional principles, but a lot of it is creating a healthy life and how do you do that and how do you... Because I think most people know how to lose weight in a way, but it's how to keep it off.
Yeah.
That's a really difficult part and people
We'll get any touch of it on that, I think, won't we?
Yeah.
Today, definitely.
So that's been fun, and so I think that's probably some of the main updates. Oh, and I'm writing my first recipe ebook. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So that's all on. So I've been drinking a lot of smoothies because that's going to be green smoothies and juices. And putting it on for that. So that's been really fun, just sort of blending things and being like, this just tastes good and it's a smoothie. So that's been fun. I'm trying to make it so it's all kind of really healthy. It's all got vegetables in, because I'm not a massive fan of just fruit smoothies. And so, and all not too many weird ingredients. So ingredients you can just buy at the supermarket, not like
blueberry
berries are intrinsic to this. I mean, you can add things like that. That's great, but actually making it, you know, you can go to Sainsbury's and get all the ingredients for this. You don't need to like visit Whole Foods or whatever, because I don't necessarily think all of us are going to have time to do that. It's much better if you can just see the online shop and know, okay, yep, I've got everything I need. And it's funny, I'm a big fan of all the crazy additional health superfoods. Like, I'm a sucker for anything that's like, I don't know, bee or some algae or whatever. But ultimately, just you get a lot of the basics from supermarkets as well are also brilliant. Can be quite simple. So that's been fun. So I have a freezer filled with frozen cherries and mango and peas and goodness knows what else. So what about you, Laura? What's been going on?
Well, the big thing for me this month is, and that's the big thing right now, because usually I would be recording this with a baby strapped to my chest. but little Finley, alas, he's in nursery now, which is kind of, it is a good thing. I think I've talked about it on the blog and stuff, and I've kind of went through the mum adult thing and everything, but this is, it's best for, you know, it's best for both of us, really, and it means that I can, you know, start to kind of get back into my kind of like biz zone and, you know, start to do things and everything. So it is, it's good. I've been missing like crazy. But it is just a couple of days a week and everything, and he seems to be settling in really, really well. And he's just coming on amazingly. I keep kind of having moments. I mean, it was Mother's Day yesterday, and we're recording this yesterday after Mother's Day, obviously. And it was just kind of crazy to think, you know, it's my first Mother's Day. It's my little boy, and he's just great. And he's just, things have just become so much, like, easier, like, this last few weeks. It's just, not because he's on nursing necessarily, but we just seem to have got our flow, and, you know, everything's just kind of come together and things. Nights are a bit easier, although not always. The last few nights have been horrendous. We are planning the podcast at some point on tiredness and dealing with tiredness. Of course, I am an expert.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Seriously, I am an expert in that. So that's the big thing, which obviously that's enabled me to kind of to start working out a bit more. And I've got four races that I'm going to be doing this year.
You've got four?
I must be crazy. But I'm doing the Great North 10K, I'm doing the Great North Run Half Marathon, I'm doing the Newcastle Stampede 10K, which is like one of those kind of like crazy obstacle course, like running in the mud things.
I love that.
There's a big team of us doing it. Because my cousin she's a fantastic MetaFit and box size instructor, and her and her husband run a personal training business, and they're awesome. So if you're in County Durham, I'm going to give them a quick plug. If you're in County Durham, it's Muscle Tone Fitness. Look them up. She is really, really good, Catherine. She's fantastic. But anyway, she's put together this team of us to do this, and it's all of the. All the races we're doing for either the British Heart Foundation or the Children's Heart Fund, obviously, with Finley having his heart defect. And I'm also really, really want to do the colour run because it's on my bucket list. It's like one of those things I really want to do. And when I was filling in.
I don't
know. Oh, yeah. I think it's generally 5K, and they do it all over the world, and you get pelted with like coloured paints as you run.
Brilliant!
And it looks incredible. Oh, it looks really awesome, and that's something I definitely really want to do. And when at the start of the year when I was doing, I think I've mentioned it quite a few times on the blog and in my email updates, is the Leon Dawson kind of Your Amazing Shining Year work. When I was filling that in, I was getting so excited. I was thinking, yeah, I really want to do the colour one. So that's a big thing on my list to do. So four races I signed up for. So having Finley now in nursery a couple of days, it means I can work out a bit more. So this morning I've just been to the gym. I need to start up in the running. Hopefully, I'll be getting enough kind of things done during the week so that we'll have weekends free. And the big thing is that James and I will be working out together. He will be running together, which we've never done. Yeah, because James is committed to kind of doing the Great North Run and the Great North 10K with us. So that's going to be interesting, kind of exercising with your partner, which is what we've never, ever done. And I'm usually a solitary exerciser. So it's going to be interesting. He's got really long legs.
Yeah.
So he's going to be a bit of a bugger, I think. He's going to be kind of lapping me, I think, but we'll see how we get on. So, yeah, so that's kind of the exciting thing. So being able to kind of get back into that place where I've got, you know, I can do those kind of things now. So, yeah, really exciting things. And I'm busy in the thick of kind of re-looking at my e-course and my e-book, which I'm so excited about. I really, really can't wait to get there. Because I've had loads, since I did the 12 Weeks of Feeling Fabulous course, which was kind of like over a year ago now when I first put that out. And it was really popular. And it was, you know, and it did really, really well. And I had loads of people kind of getting really good results. But now it's like, I can see how I can just loads of things I want to add into it and make it much more holistic. And oh, yeah, it's just going to be really, really good. So I'm so excited about that. So what's this space?
Yes, that is exciting.
So, yeah. So it's all good stuff. So, yeah, so that's kind of, so, yeah, that's a bit what we've got going on at the minute, really, isn't it? Lots of kind of exciting things.
Yeah, growing business stuff, challenge stuff. Yeah, we were just chatting before we started recording this, so like, oh, I'm excited to see where we'll be in, like, 6 months' time or a year's time or just, it's quite an exciting time to be starting and doing your own business, I think.
Oh, definitely. And obviously, we're loving recording this podcast and doing this every month, and hopefully we'll be, you know, broadening out the podcast. And, you know, if you do enjoy listening to this, I mean, we'll always say it at the end, but, really do share it with people because we really want to get ourselves out there and more people to listen to our particular brand of healthy living, I think, which I don't know if there's that many other people.
There's a lot of stuff out there that is brilliant, but it's quite extreme, whereas I think both of us kind of are, I don't know, there's a bit more space, do you know what I mean, sort of somewhere in the middle a bit, and I think sometimes that is really needed, because otherwise people are just like, well, I just need to like go to the gym 6 times a week and have protein shakes, or I need to be a vegan, or I need to
be paleo, or
make everything from scratch and never ever buy anything from a tin or a packet, or, you know, which some people can do, but it's not necessarily how, you know,
it's called Happy Health Chat for a reason, and I think, although I don't doubt that a lot of people follow those kind of diets that are happy and healthy, I think what we're kind of saying is that, you know, happy and healthy is kind of, it can be a bit more flexible than that, I think, for most people.
And it's a bigger picture as well. I was chatting to someone the other day, and they were saying they know someone who was really, really healthy to look at and exercise and eating, but they didn't look that healthy because there was other things in their life going on that weren't, there wasn't a lot of the, I don't know, the fun there, and you know, they didn't have that healthy glow because the other aspects of their life weren't thriving. So I suppose we're about the whole picture.
Healthy, healthy.
That's my whole healthy, healthy thing. You know, I was talking to my the other day, and I was saying, I ended up using that, and I was like, all about, you know, being wholeheartedly healthy, and I was like, it's going into my brain. I was like, one of the biggest things
this month, and I haven't said it. My book was released, wasn't it?
Forgetting about it. That's a massive thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so Graham's his name. So that was the recipe book that I was asked to kind of contribute loads of recipes to. That was released on the 2nd of March, and as far as I know, it's done really, really well. It was in the Times, it was in the Telegraph, it was in the Weight Loss Supplement. It's been all over, so I'm really chuffed with how that's gone, really. I'm just over the moon. It's really nice to see how successful it's been and everything. And like, the feedback I've had off recipes and everything's been great. I'm going to be cooking loads of the recipes for Easter for the family and stuff. So, yeah, I totally forgot about that. It was fun.
I know, that was exciting.
A random thing.
Because you had quite a lot of it in the press and stuff on Instagram. Yeah. That was really good. Yeah. Really exciting to see, like, yay! And all the pictures are so beautiful.
Oh, I can't take the credit for the photography because they have, I'm saying proper photography, I'm not that bad at photography, but they had...
Oh, no, you are, you did.
But you didn't think about it. Yeah, they got really stunning, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, so that was kind of, yeah.
Yeah, coming back. So, but in terms of, I suppose we're going to be talking a little bit about making changes that last, because me and Laura were just chatting beforehand a bit about, it's that time of year, you know, people started in January of being like, no, I'm going to, you know, go to the gym or have it be on this, get healthy and lose weight and feel fabulous. And it gets to sort of this sort of time when people start to see Easter eggs in the shop, and sometimes people just let it all cave in and go back to square one. So me and Laura thought it would be really good to just talk about sort of useful kind of tips and experiences we've had, and with ourselves as well as the clients that we meet with, in terms of how do you make changes that last, really. Because I know that would, that's probably one thing that both of us would emphasize quite a lot, is actually we're talking about creating a healthy lifestyle. And I suppose that's the first thing, really, is are you wanting to be on a diet, or are you wanting to create a healthy lifestyle? And I think your outcomes for those are quite different. Because in my head, often diets are short term, and so it's kind of, I'm on this thing for 2 weeks or for 6 weeks or for 8 weeks, but then at the end of 8 weeks, what do you do?
Yeah, I think that's the problem, isn't it? I think that's where a lot of people kind of fall down with some of the, you know, the more popular, you know, that I'll name them, Weight Watchers, Slimming World, yada, yada, yada. I mean, so, some people do really need one of them, some people can, I mean, they have got, like, maintenance and stuff built into them, but I think what I say to people who are doing stuff like that is, can you see yourself doing it, like, in a year's time? Can you see this being something you can do for that long?
Yeah.
And beyond, because if you can't, then really you've got to ask yourself, like, you know, is this for me? Is this gonna work? I think a lot of times people kind of, you know, they've got things in mind, whether it's like a wedding that they're going to, or, you know, a birthday or something like that, where they've got like a goal. And I know that makes it a bit more complicated, because I think that puts the impetus on kind of, you know, doing something more drastic. I mean, I've always talked about things in like a diet approach.
Yes.
Well, I've kind of talked about this, I think, on the blog a few times, but one thing I found useful is sometimes you know, if you do want to kind of up the weight loss, it is about just dialing up some certain habits that you've got. But it's not about kind of, I think the issue is when you get into an all or nothing situation.
Yeah.
I think most people, I mean, I think, I don't think I've had a client who hasn't had an all or nothing situation going on, because it's so easy to live in the black or the white, isn't it? It's, you know what I mean, you don't have to, it's not very much effort. It's like either, you know, it's no effort to just not give a toss about what you're eating, basically. You know, you just do it, don't you? So that's kind of it with nothing. And then the all side of it is, you know, where everything's, you know, you're so in control of everything. And I think that's easy, because it's this way, you know, that's where you are, you're in it. But to be somewhere in the middle is harder, because there's no boundary, there's nothing to say this is a right or wrong. It's all about fear, it's all about intuition, it's all about, you know, kind of making decisions, you know, day to day and everything. So it's a lot harder, but that's usually the key, I think, is to live in the middle.
Yeah, no, I think you're totally right. I think when, because I found this sometimes with people on my, the first few courses, because there's principles there, but I don't, is kind of about empowering people to create a healthy life and live in that middle place. So it's not like, you know, never eat treats and you're never going to have wine again. But it's also, it is, I think people find that really difficult. And because the standard model is, go to this place, here's the plan, here's the diet, sit, you can't have this, you can have this, and if you do this, you will lose weight, instead of actually, okay, what does my life look like? What do I enjoy eating? What do I want to get out of this? And I think you're right. It's a much it takes more input and investment from yourself, because it's learning about your body. Yeah. You've got to be aware of it, and I think we all like, I think human nature does just like getting formulas.
Yeah.
So if I eat this and I do this, then that will equal this. And I think in some respects, especially when it maybe comes to losing weight or even just to getting healthier, that formula does work, but it doesn't incorporate your emotions and your mindset and everything, that whole unconscious part of us that is so powerful and drives our choices all the time. And that's why we can end up sabotaging yourself. You know, Both of us probably know people that you want to get healthier, and they actually have a good amount of knowledge of what the healthy foods are.
Oh, definitely.
Do they implement it? No. And the reason for that isn't knowledge. It's because of what's going on in there, what they're believing, what they're putting value in, what their mindset is. And I think that is, it's within that middle ground that you have to sort of be aware of your mindset and connect with that in order to make lasting choices. And also, I think taking things a step at a time as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, that whole all or nothing, I'm just going to go for it. And for some few people that works really well, but on the whole, I don't know many people that last. And I think it is learning more about, you know, just the things that they've taken, those small steps of actually, you know what, I am just going to try and have really healthy breakfast this week. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to make changes to anything else, because if you try and change lunch, dinner, snacks, you know, breakfast, even things like how you shop takes a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
When you change that takes longer, and it can feel a bit more exhausting, because you're like, oh, I've never been up this aisle before. I don't know where the quinoa is in Asda.
Yeah.
You're like, where the flip is it? And it takes like half an hour, like running around. I remember that. I sometimes send my husband off with like a shopping list, and he'll phone me in the shop, or he'll come back an hour later, and I'm like, that took you forever. He's like, try to find the desiccated coconut. Because he's just, you know, he's used to going to like the beer and the crisps aisle or something.
Oh, I wouldn't even want to imagine what my husband would come out with that. Although he is gluten free at the moment, which is horrible. I won't go down that road because I've got a lot of food. But I think where's the kind of tell if you've got a bit of an all or nothing thing going on is if you've ever said, oh, I'll start again on Monday morning. There's things that you say, like I've said to myself loads of times, oh, I'll start again on Monday morning, that's kind of the all or nothing thing. I mean, you said all Sunday night kind of eating crap to start again on Monday morning, that's not sustainable, you know, I mean, you're not kind of, you're not in a great place if that's kind of going on generally. Trying to think of other things that people have said. Any time when you know that you're kind of just like not caring what you're eating and stuff, where you're kind of in that place and then feel like you have to start again or start afresh. I mean, I'm not saying that all of that's always wrong, because like you say, I think some people do benefit from like a kickstart or doing something that's a bit more, you know, like, I mean, we're going to talk another thing we're going to talk about sometimes about like cleansing and detoxing and stuff, but I think it's when you kind of just like a yo-yo swinging from one side to the other that it's not healthy, and I don't think it's actually very good for your body either. From kind of going from like, you know, binging on stuff or eating really unhealthily to like, you know, suddenly just, you know, doing a juice detox or suddenly kind of really restricting your calories or something. So I think the crux of it really is about self-awareness, and actually it is harder, but the outcomes are so much more worth it if you take the more difficult route, but the one that's going to, where you're going to really, really benefit from it. And I think it's things like, I know my course, and I'm pretty sure it's with Kevin as well, would take you through that kind of journey. And it's about, ultimately, I think it's about investing that time and actually making it a priority, because I think a lot of the quick fixy type of diet stuff, it is about kind of time that you just want to get, you know, you want to get your results and things, and that's fine. But again, if you want to kind of do it long term, and to enjoy life and not to kind of be, I mean, like those diets that, you know, like the Cambridge one, things where you get packed away, your food comes in packets and you can't eat meals with your friends and family, and it's like, what? Like, seriously, is this life? Is this, you know, what's the point of me of being skinny when, like, that's what your life is? I just don't see the point. I really, really don't see the point whatsoever. It's not that important to be skinny if you can't enjoy the rest of your life. I just don't get it at all. You know, I mean, although, like I say, I know I've been bigger, but, you know, when I was losing weight, I wasn't hating it, you know, every step of the way, and I was still having treats and things. So it's kind of, I think we've just talked a whole lot of blur there, haven't we? Let's try and put it together a little bit.
But I think it is good, because we're talking about, in terms of making things that last, it's this. You've got to ask yourself a question of, do you want a quick fix, and or are you going with this with a diet mentality, or do you want to create a healthy life? Yeah. And or another way of looking at that is that what you're saying is, do you have an all or nothing approach to your eating? Do you think, well, at the weekend I'm just going to blow out and go crazy because I'll start again on Monday, instead of actually, you know, I'm making healthy choices all the time. And even if that healthy choice is a chocolate bar, mm-hmm. you know, I think sometimes people think, oh, that's an unhealthy choice. But I think powerful choices are always healthy.
Yeah.
And I think
I was just saying this to a client last week, is about when you're making a choice, make it an empowered choice. Don't let that victim, because I think when you make yourself a victim, oh, I've got to have this chocolate bar, whatever, just say, right, I am choosing to have this chocolate bar. I am going to enjoy it. I'm not going to be a victim. It's not, you know, the chocolate bar isn't this supervillain in my life. I'm making a choice. And I think just making things a choice is an empowering thing to do, isn't it? It's kind of,
yeah,
you know, it is doing that, isn't it? So, yeah, definitely. I think looking at things like that and you know, I'm trying to think of it, other things, other kind of techniques that I've used with it. I mean, the dial it up thing, I mean, just to talk a bit more about that. So, the examples I've used when I've talked about dialing it up is, you've kind of got, you know, you've got your basic healthy habits, you have treats sometimes. Dialing it up might be for a couple of weeks, you kind of reduce the healthy treats down, so you reduce the not the healthy treats down a bit. You kind of increase your exercise, increase your vegetables and your protein or something. But it's not about saying, right, during those couple of weeks, I'm never going to have any treats at all.
Yeah.
It's just about upping the stuff that you know is kind of going to...
Yeah, yeah.
Things.
Focusing on the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, for me, to give an example, so let's say over Christmas, my kind of... You know, obviously, I'll be eating more treats. I would probably be eating a little bit more. But I would still be having, you know, like, lots of healthy foods. I would still be having salad. I would still be having sushi. I would still be having a good breakfast. Then come January, when I wanted to dial it up a little bit, I would kind of, obviously, the healthy treats and things would kind of reduce down. I might, instead of having, like, you know, three treats a week, I would have, like, maybe one or one every couple of weeks or something. It's just kind of, it's that kind of level and things. And
yeah,
I think, again, it is because you can't, it's not always so easy to define what it means for you as an individual. You've got to kind of go through a process to learn what that
means. Yeah, you've got to learn that.
Yeah. You know, and yeah. Sometimes, I mean, if you do, because I think sometimes you do have to have, like, ways of managing things in place. For some people, I think I've written a post about this, I think we'll link to it again on the last podcast as well, but when you do need to kind of have some management things, and it might be for you, it might be saying, like, well, you know, I'm only going to kind of eat out and have whatever I want off the menu once a month. If I eat out more than once a month, I'm going to make a healthy choice the rest of the time, for example. But maybe it might be about having some guidelines in place for yourself that make things that are sustainable, that you know you can keep up, but the guidelines are the same, so that you've got that, like, you've got a boundary, if you like, that kind of helps you define things for yourself. So, like I say, I mean, for me, at the moment, I'm kind of more kind of freestyling it, really, and I am trying to dial it up because I've obviously had a baby and trying to get things back into that. So, so what that looks like for me right now is, you know, during the week, really, really healthy. You know, I'm trying to work out as much as I can. I still have the odd cappuccino. Let's face it, I have a few more of them, just the odd cappuccino at the moment. I've got a coffee shop on the corner.
I'm going to think, yay, for coffee shops around the corner.
You know, and... I mean, the last couple of times, I mean, I've got a lovely group of my friends now, and we've got lots of coffee and stuff, and the last couple of times I haven't had a slice of cake. This week, I'm thinking I'm going to have a slice of cake. So it's just kind of like, but I'm still, you know, I'm still trying to dial it up, but it's just, it's kind of thinking, like, well, I'm going to have that then, so later on in the week, you know, if I have, I'm not going to have another slice of cake on Friday, for example. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of finding that place.
I know it is. I think that there's so much of it as well. And I think probably what a lot of what we do when we, both of us talk with clients or with our courses or whatever we do is help some people actually be able to connect with what they're eating and their body and just that awareness. Because it really is, I honestly think that is the key part of getting healthy, losing weight, you know, whatever your outcome is. It really is your mindset. So for example, yesterday with this millionaire shortbread, I had everyone round for a big roast, and so we had a nice big beef brisket and loads of vegetables and all that sort of stuff. My dad brought around lots of really nice wine, and so I had a really nice roast dinner a glass of wine and my fair share of no shortbread, and I'd also made some homemade ice cream. You know, it was healthier ice cream, but it was still like filled with honey and dates, and it was delicious. Mm-hmm. So it would have been really easy for me then to be in the evening just to be like, oh, well, stuff that, I might just, my dinner's just going to be millionaire shortbread. Mm-hmm. But because, I suppose me and Laura, in our different ways, mm-hmm. we've worked on our mindset, have worked mm-hmm. on making powerful choices, I actually thought, you know, what would I really like right now? And I felt a bit dehydrated, and kind of, I just wanted to remind myself, I don't know, I in the end I made some fresh juice, which mm-hmm. I don't really do that in the evenings, hardly ever, but I just was able to connect to my body and just thought, yeah, I could eat the rest of that mayonnaise shortbread, but I don't need to. I'm going to eat it again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm... I'll probably have a slice today. Yeah. You know,
you highlighted something. I think you highlighted something there that's really important as well. As I think it's that when people... when you feel like you can't... Like, you know, it's at the end of the day, right? You know, the world that we live in now, unless you're on holiday in an exotic country, you're going to have the opportunity to eat the food again. You know, yeah. You know, this is never the last chance you're going to have dairy milk.
It's not the last.
This is never the last, yeah. It's never
very
the last.
Blessed.
It's never the last, you know, the last chance you're going to have a slice of bean out there or whatever.
Yeah, no,
absolutely. You know what I mean? Or whatever. It's not, you know, so I think connecting with that and thinking, you can have another slice, but you know that you're going to feel bloated and rubbish, or you can make the choice to kind of like say, well, I've had one, that's fine. You know, I can have another one tomorrow. If I really want it, I can have another one tomorrow.
It's
just so that I think making things long term, I think, is it really is about ditching the diet mentality and stop and getting away from the all or nothing thing. And it isn't easy, and I think that's why, you know, it's not as many people go down this route, but it's got, honestly, believe you me, it's got so many more benefits.
Yeah,
it really
definitely.
Does. It is worth the work, and it is worth, you know, looking at spending some time, focused time, really kind of connecting with, you know, with what that's going to look like for you, because it does look different for everyone. You know, and it changes throughout your life as well. So I mean, I did the Super Conscious Living Program. I created the ebook for that. And that was really, I mean, seriously random how I ended up coming up with that. And that was just about having, you know, like a month where I tracked everything that I was eating. I really looked at what was going on in my head, how I was feeling physically and mentally. And I would put everything together. And I mean, I can say that's a bit, I mean, that original book, I'm going to, as I was saying at the start, I'm going to be digging that because I can see lots of more ways to grow it. But really, that really helped me learn, right, well, actually, like, you know, I need to have these guidelines in place. You know, I need to be a bit more aware when I'm tired and stressed about things. And, you know, but if I did it again now, which is something that I am planning on doing, if I did the program again now, I'd probably come up with some different results because I'm a mother. I'm breastfeeding. You know, I'm using more energy up. You know, it's kind of having that constant. It doesn't have that, when I say constant, it doesn't have to be really hard work, but it's about having that self-awareness and about keeping checking in with yourself all the time, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would say, like, I think when you make initial changes, it can feel like changing gear.
Yeah.
But when people look at my life now, like, I can honestly say to people, for me, being healthy and keeping at a healthy weight now does feel effortless.
Yeah.
It's a total joy. I don't get stressed. I don't ever feel deprived. I don't ever feel like, oh, woe is me, I have to eat the salad. I mean, actually, I don't really eat salads that much, but anyway, you know, like, and it has, and that's the result of it, actually, is you can actually live healthy and be that healthiest person, you know, and swim for life, and without, that'll only happen if you really get to the root of it. And you really make a shift within your lifestyle, become aware and are willing to change gears and get let those things
and it is, I think it's habits and things as well. And I mean,
yeah.
I can always remember the biggest change for me, that when I kind of really changed things around and lost all of that weight, was these certain things became so ingrained. There were things I did, they were part of my life, they didn't feel, like you say, it did become effortless, like getting up and going to the gym. I'll get them going forward. It wasn't, I can genuinely say that this morning, there was no, oh, should I go to the gym this morning? I just went. I wanted to go. I was looking forward to going. I had a great time when I was there.
Automatic pilot.
That's kind of where it is. It becomes like brushing your teeth. It's like an automatic thing. And I think it just takes time to get there. But the more that you do it, and I think it's about making, you know,
introducing kind of small kind of routine changes, small new habits, you know, kind of starting off with one thing 1 week and, you know, starting to meal plan 1 week, starting to do a Sunday cook up, you know, trying out some new ingredients. You know, it's that kind of, those kind of things that kind of change and shift. And I think I spoke about, I spoke about it on one of the podcasts, but I think I realised as well when I was pregnant that, like, wow, my healthy habits really do stick. They really have stuck. Because if I had any excuse to kind of just go, like, sorry, it would have been when I was pregnant and kind of having more unfitness and feeling rough. But I still made, although I wasn't...
You ate really well.
I didn't feel like I ate perfectly, but, I mean, I could have went way off. And I think honestly, cravings pretty well. I mean, I had, like, pizza a few times, because I had the thing about melty cheese and I was sudden, you know, like, cheese on toast and stuff. But I still tried to, like, not go over the top and, you know, I still kind of had healthy things. So, it does take time. It is hard work, but really it's about, so I suppose if we can sum up, it's about connecting with what healthy, what a day looks like for you. In some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to shamelessly plug both of our e-courses here, because but that's the kind of thing, and I think it's about that kind of investment of time in yourself to look at those things, because that's where you're kind of going to get the crux of the matter. So really kind of looking at what that means for you. Building healthy habits slowly, so kind of changing, you know, one thing a week, not having to do like an overhaul. Looking at any all or nothing mentality and kind of just really working on being in the middle. And even just kind of just that thought. Sometimes I just find just thinking, just kind of seeing it in my head and just thinking, right, I'm in the middle. You know, it's fine to be here. You know, and doing that. You know, it's those kind of things that I think are going to make some things sustainable. And any time where you feel like something's, you know, where you have to cut something out that you really love, it's just not going to work long term. You know what I mean? So you really think about, you know, is what you're doing now, can you see yourself doing it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the line? Can you see yourself reaching that a life? Because if you can't, then you really need to have a rethink and think about whether or not it's going to be sustainable over the long term. And if things are really, if kind of making some healthy changes are really hard, even just like basic ones, like, you know, like not drinking, you know, wine every night or something, I'm just using it as a sample, it might be worth really looking at what your blocks are mentally and, like, you know, your mindset and stuff, because that's, I think, you know, if you're finding kind of stuff like that quite hard, I think it's a mindset thing.
Yeah, and it's a fruit of another problem going on.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Habits like that, it's just, the fruit on a tree, and you can cut off the fruit, but it'll come out some, you know, it'll grow somewhere else if you don't ever just get to the real root of what's going on. And that's really how you make lasting changes, instead of putting like plasters on stuff, hoping, you know, you've actually got to change the roots of something, and that's, you know, those habits. And I think that's really good. It's a good summary, definitely.
Good.
And I was just thinking in terms of like actual like really practical, tangible things, the things that I would do like practically to really help. And I suppose we were talking just before we started recording about like having meal ideas and getting good sort of meal planning and just having a good grasp on that. I think that's a really practical thing that really helps you make changes but keep them up as well, as just getting into the habit of, I've got my shopping list, I do a weekly shop or a fortnightly shop or whatever, or, you know, I know both me and Laura get veg boxes delivered, you know, whatever the practical things are, you know, that for me is really helpful and really helps me. It means I always have vegetables in the house. I know, even if for some reason I don't get to the shop 1 week, I know my veg box always gets delivered on a Friday and that'll sort of help remind me. I also find exercise really is a really practical thing.
I think a lot of people find exercise like a healthy trigger.
It resets your brain. This is what I'm doing.
Definitely. And it kind of just puts you in that thing. Reminded, actually, I could obviously, I could probably talk quite a lot about healthy triggers, because I think the thing that I've discussed times as well. But basically, it's about kind of, you know, having things in your life that are like, you know, that make you feel healthy and that kind of just keep on ingraining that. For me, it's, you know, starting the day off with some hot water and lemon and, you know, and it's just kind of have your healthy triggers that kind of keep you kind of coming back to this kind of lifestyle and things. And
yeah, it just reminds you, mm-hmm. oh, this is what I want. This is what I'm going for. Mm-hmm. And for me, exercise is a good one for that. Lemon and water mm-hmm. in the morning, or like sometimes I put apple cider vinegar in it or something.
Yeah.
That really helps. For me, there's a couple, yeah, a couple of other practical, mm-hmm. like green smoothies.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, useful. Yeah.
And I enjoy them, yeah. So it's not like,
yeah,
I don't
feel
like
a thing, yeah.
No, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. And I think those can be really practical things that actually just to help kind of keep, like, sustain things and keep mm-hmm. them going. And like the actual practical stuff of making changes that last. So I think finding your healthy triggers and getting good at planning meals and doing yeah. your shop and having healthy food in the house. I think yeah. all of those yeah. are really tangible things
and
that help.
And actually cooking for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Just kind of think of my own experiences. As before, when I was bigger, it's like I would put stuff on a tray and put it into the oven. You know, that was about it. Or I put things in the microwave. And it's really, like, believe you me, even if you listen to this thinking, I can't cook for toffee, you know, it's just not my thing. Seriously, it's really not that hard at all. It really yeah. doesn't have to be very hard at all. So cooking things for yourself and getting into the habit of doing that, that's a really surefire way of making things a bit more yeah. sustainable. Because I think once you've got that skill,
yeah,
and the confidence.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. I talked a bit about that in my Sense Life book of just like, you know, all of us are different in terms mm. of, like, I love cooking, so I will happily spend several hours cooking, but and some people don't, and that's yeah. okay. But actually, cooking is just a part of our creativity, it's a part of our expression mm. of nurturing and nourishing mm. our bodies. I think there's something really symbolic and powerful about cooking, and that doesn't mean we all need to become like celebrity chefs in yeah. like designer aprons and spending all of Saturday in the kitchen. Like, you know, for my dinners, yeah. I don't often spend more than 30 minutes start to finish cooking things during the week because it's busy and that's mm-hmm. just the way it is. Or I have loads of stuff in the freezer that I just defrost. But it is, it's, I think, learning to find your groove with cooking.
Yeah.
And it's
definitely, yeah.
And whatever that looks like, I think is really, and there's so many great stuff out there. You know, you've got your Julia Smith Simple, you know, she does all her cooking from scratch stuff, and you know, Jamie Oliver's new in 15 minutes, although everyone tells me they actually take 35 yeah. or 45 minutes. But, you yeah. know,
I think it's finding like inspiration wherever you can, really, when it comes to like, new yeah. ideas and things. And again, I was talking to a client about this last week, and it is about kind of finding, you know, whether it's Pinterest, which I'm obsessed with, or whatever, you know, having a look just to find kind of those ideas. And what you will find, why I think cooking for yourself is really important is because certainly what I found was that I started off with recipe books and things I saw online, but often they're a little bit, you know, there's like a few extra ingredients that, to be honest, sometimes you don't have to have in, and you can still make a really delicious meal that's like got like half the ingredients in than what other people put in, and it's like you don't have to have like, you know, a glass of red wine to add to your beef stew or whatever, you know, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
you know, you can kind of like make things a bit simpler, which I hope is kind of, I try and do that with a lot of the recipes I have on my blog, is try to make them simple. I know I have some that are totally the opposite, but I try yeah. and have more simple
ones.
Yeah,
sometimes you can be like, sometimes you want
to do something a bit more fancy, don't you? Which is absolutely fine, yeah. but I think for weekday nights and stuff, it's like, I mean, yeah, I'm going to have to show up because we're in nearly 45 minutes.
Yeah, one last little thing would be, have like a list on your fridge of really easy meals that you can make on a night with like ingredients that you would generally have hanging around. So whether it's omelettes, like baked potatoes, something like that.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be my best tip. Sorry, I had to get that one in.
No, that's good.
But the talk for ages.
I know, and so I think what we're going to talk about in our next one
yeah.
is we were going to have a look a bit at the whole beast and word of detoxing, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
We're going to have a look
really
at that.
One, yeah.
yeah, which will be really good. I think we've both got, yeah, we'll have lots to say on that
yeah,
as well.
Definitely.
We've got all topics around health and food. But feel free as well on Laura, and both Laura and I have Facebook pages as well, and we also have a Happy Health Chat Twitter account. So if you do have any questions or thoughts, then just let us know.
Feedback really would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Just feedback. If anything specific you'd like to hear more of, all that sort of stuff would be really, really great. Also, both Laura and I, Laura's at wholeheartedlyhealthy.com and I'm at supernaturallyhealthy.org, and we both have newsletters that we put in recipes and free stuff and just lots of fun things. It's a really great way of just getting inspired, inspiration straight into your inbox. And also we do give out freebies and all that sort of stuff. We're both very passionate about empowering you to just be as healthy and happy as can be, really. So make sure you sign up for that and check out our various blogs. We'll both link to each other on these on our posts. And if you are listening to us on iTunes, then hello and subscribe to our channel, and why not leave a review and kind of tell everyone what you think, and that would be wonderful. But otherwise we will see you shortly, where we will look at the amazing topic of detoxing.
Thank you very much for listening, everyone.
Bye.